Sefer Bamidbar concludes with Parshas Maaseh, and the main thrust of the opening of that parsha and where the name of the parsha comes from is a very detailed list and lengthy list of what turns out to be 42 different places, 42 different locations, which mark the comings and goings of the Jewish people throughout their 40-year wandering in the Midbar. Perek Lama Gimel, from Pasuk Aleph all the way to Mem Tet, 49 detailed psukim describing this journey and the 42 places along the way. And the obvious question is why? Why is it so important for us to know this? Why would Hashem want us to know this? The Torah, which takes great pains with very exactitude for every word, every letter even. Why 49 psukim to tell us about all these places where they went in the desert when presumably we wouldn't necessarily even care, to be honest, on our own to know? We know they were in the desert for 40 years. Why isn't that enough? Why do we need to know every place that they went? So the truth of the matter is, the Ibn Ezra suggests that perhaps from Hashem's perspective, it wasn't so important. The Ibn Ezra has a shocking chiddush that this entire section of the Torah was written with Moshe's initiative. Now, I guess he has to assume that Hashem didn't tell him to take it out, but he says clearly that it was not Hashem's initiative. That when the Pasuk says in Pasuk Beis that these journeys were al pi Hashem, they only did things the way Hashem wanted. The Ibn Ezra reads that Pasuk is saying specifically the journey from place to place was al pi Hashem. But the first part of that Pasuk, that Moshe wrote down this travelogue, V'yichtov Moshe, says the Ibn Ezra that was not at all al pi Hashem. It was in essence al pi Moshe. It was Moshe's own initiative. The Ibn Ezra doesn't explain why Moshe would want to do it, but he does say it was all Moshe's initiative. And not surprisingly, this radical chiddush is met with great resistance by the majority of the Mefarshim, who point out, first of all, it just seems inconceivable, hayitachein, that Moshe would add or amend or change the Torah text on his own. Moreover, why would we need to tell us that the Motzeim Lamaseim were al pi Hashem, that they journeyed from place to place al pi Hashem? We already know that every place they went to was because Hashem told them to go or to stay. So there would be no need for the Pasuk, and anyway, more fundamentally, it's inconceivable that Moshe would have done it on its own. So therefore, we need to come up with other explanations for presumably why Hashem would want, why the Torah would want this section to be written. And I want to share briefly with you three different interpretations. Number one comes from Rav Moshe Hadarshan, who's quoted by Rashi in Pasuk Aleph. And he says, the purpose of this section is to show Hashem's compassion and mercy. Chasadav shel makom. After all, if we wouldn't do a careful reckoning, we might think that the Jewish people spent 40 years coming and going, never being settled, which would be a really difficult way to spend what was anyway going to be difficult 40 years in the desert. But, says Moshe Darshan, if you do the math and you take a look at the location and the timing of the journeys as detailed in the Torah, you see that, in fact, the first 14 of their stops all took place in year one. Now, clearly that was a busy and difficult year, but it was also an exciting year. That's when good things were happening, because that all happened before the Chet HaMeraglim. The punishment actually was for everything after that. And there, he says, it's not so difficult. After all, the last eight of the locations that they spent in their journey, the last eight were in the 40th year, which means that the bulk of their time in the desert, 38 years, they only had to move 20 times. They only had 20 stops in the 38 years, which I'm sure was not an easy time, but it was far from torturous. They had plenty of locations and stays where they were quite a bit of time, and they had a chance to really settle in and live a relatively normal life. And therefore, says Moshe Darshan, it goes to great pains in the Torah to tell us all these locations and the timing, so that we would realize that Hashem had compassion on them and made the 40 years as easy as possible. The Rambam in Mor Nevuchim gives a second interpretation. In the third section, in the 50th chapter, per Nun of Chelek Gimel, the Rambam says that this is actually to highlight the great miracle of the Jewish survival in the Midbar. Of everything that we commemorate in this period of Jewish history, Yetzias Mitzrayim, Kriyas Yamsuf, says the Rambam, the greatest of miracles was not the one-time event, but the fact that for 40 years the Jewish people miraculously survived in the desert without any source of food. All they had was the miraculous man. So says the Rambam, that's an incredible miracle, but it only served its purpose for the original generation who actually experienced, or maybe the second generation, who knew people who experienced these actual miracles. But over time, over centuries, over generations, the further away we get from the event, people are much less likely to believe it. They didn't see it for themselves. No one who they knew saw it for themselves. And people would start thinking, well, perhaps there really was an oasis, or maybe they happened upon some nomadic tribe that gave them food, or maybe they were really just sitting in some place in the desert very near civilization where they were able to get food in a natural way. And therefore, says the Rambam, the Torah goes out of its way to tell us these 40 locations, these 42 locations, excuse me, which we can identify and we can confirm without any doubt that they were in places which are completely barren. No one lived there, no natural water or food source, and therefore there's no way in any natural way of current events that anyone could have survived it. And the only way, therefore, now that we know where they were with detail of the 42 places, the only way they could have survived it was the miracle. So as the Rambam, the reason that this is highlighted is it emphasizes and underlines the miraculous nature of their survival. According to Moshe Darshan, it highlights Hashem's compassion. According to the Rambam and the Mordechuchim, it highlights the miraculous nature of their survival. Last but not least, the Malbim suggests a very beautiful interpretation. He says the reason we have this detailed list is to give us a clue to the goal of the journey. In Pasuk Aleph of the Parsha, it tells us that these are the Maaseh B'nai Yisrael, Asher Yeitzu Me'eretz Mitzrayim. These are the journeys the Jewish people took when they left Egypt. But, asks the Malbim, why doesn't the Torah emphasize where they were going? It only emphasizes where they were coming from, that they left Egypt. It doesn't say where they were going, to Eretz Yisrael. And that's bizarre, because usually in a if you have a journey, the destination where you're going to is the Ikar. And yet that's left out of the Pasuk. The only thing we're told is where they were coming from. Why emphasize only where they're coming from, not where they're going to? Says the Malbim, because this shows us that the Ikar of the particular journey, the fact that it took 40 years and they went to all these places, the Ikar was not where they were going. To just get to Mitzrayim, from Mitzrayim to Israel, excuse me, if the goal would have been to get to Eretz Yisrael, that could have been pretty quickly in a short period of time. But in fact, the real goal was not just for the Jews to leave Mitzrayim, but to get Mitzrayim out of the Jews. They had to take this lengthy, circuitous route because they needed this much time and all these different stops and starts in order to purify themselves, step by step, location by location, to be ready to enter in Eretz Yisrael. Every Masao Matzah, says the Malbim, created a Yitziyah Chadasham Eretz Mitzrayim. Each time they left another city, they were mitzaref themselves, they purified themselves that much more. Until the Malbim concludes poetically, they were able to finally rid themselves of their Simloseim Hatzoim, the dirty, contaminated, sinful clothing, so to speak, that they had from their time in Egypt. And instead, they finally, after 42 stops over 40 years, they were able to be lovshu, as it were, Big Day Kodesh, Midos Taharu Kedusha. They're able to put on holy clothes, as it were, and ready to enter the land of Eretz Yisrael.